Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in Lok Sabha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates India will go to any extent to counter terrorism. Supreme Court refuses to stay publishing of draft electoral rolls by Election Commission in Bihar, advises consideration of Aadhaar and EPIC for voter verification. 3 terrorists killed in an encounter in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Thailand and Cambodia agree to unconditional ceasefire after 5-day conflict. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 24 hours. And Divya Deshmukh becomes first Indian to win FIDE Women's Chess World Cup, defeating compatriot Koneru Hampi in Georgia. The Lok Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Belgaum. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and talks cannot go together. He said India's response was non-escalatory and measured and launched with the intention of targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan. Mr. Singh said Pakistan's army and ISI used terrorism as a proxy war and the dream about destabilizing India. He reiterated that India will go to any extent to counter terrorism.
सभ्य मुल्कों के बीच बातचीत होती है अध्यक्ष महोदय लोकतांत्रिक देशों में बातचीत होती है पर एक ऐसा देश जिसके वजूद में लोकतंत्र का एक कतरा भी न हो और सिर्फ रिलीजियस फैनेटिसिज्म टेररिज्म और हेट्रेड अगेंस्ट इंडिया हो उसके साथ संवाद किसी भी सूरत में नहीं किया जा सकता पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया हुआ अध्यक्ष महोदय मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूं कि भारत को 1000 ककच देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता है
Defense Minister also refuted the claims that the ceasefire announcement between Pakistan and India was made in any kind of pressure. Mr. Rajnath Singh said Pakistan's DGMO contacted India's DGMO and appealed to hold military operations. Intervening into the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government took the step to shape the global understanding of the Pahalgam attack and tried to bring Pakistan's long use of cross-border terrorism before the international community.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1. Terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2. Cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3. Terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4. Not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
Earlier, participating in the debate, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
राहुल गांधी जी ने एक साफ साफ कहा कि हम सरकार के साथ हैं और सरकार को पाकिस्तान को एक ठोस मजबूत कदम देना ही पड़ेगा लेकिन देश ये भी जानना चाहता है कि 100 दिन गुजर गए और 5 दहशतगर्दियों को ये सरकार पकड़ नहीं पाई आज आपके पास ड्रोन है आपके पास पेगासस है आपके पास सैटेलाइट है वहां पे सीआरपीएफ है वहां पे बीएसएफ है वहां पे सीआईएसएफ है और आप किसी को पकड़ नहीं पाए ये कैसा बंदोबस्त
Other members, including Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee, Lavu Shri Krishna of TDP, and YS Avinash Reddy of YSRCP, Dipinder Singh Hooda of the Congress, Mia Altaf Ahmed of JNKNC, Tejaswi Surya of the BJP, Supriya Sule of NCP, Sharad Pawar, Anurag Thakur of the BJP, and others also spoke on Operation Sindoor. The discussion is underway. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. Earlier, when the upper house met at 2 p.m., after the second adjournment, presiding officer Bhubaneswar Kalita tried to take up the carriage of goods by sea bill 2025 for consideration and passing, But the opposition continued with the protest. Amit Din, the chair, adjourned the house for the day. The Supreme Court today refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on August 1st as per the schedule notified for the special intensive revision. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi did not hold a detailed hearing as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. However, he assured the petitioners that the matter would be heard at the earliest and asked lawyers to indicate the estimated time needed for arguments by tomorrow. The petitioners also alleged that the Election Commission was not adhering to the court's July 10th directive to consider Aadhaar, electoral photo identity cards, EPIC and ration cards for verification. In its affidavit, the ECI expressed reservations about these documents, particularly citing concerns over fake ration cards. The bench verbally advised the commission to at least consider statutory documents like Aadhaar and EPIC. Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched 14 major products and initiatives developed by various institutes under the Ministry of Earth Sciences. These include rainfall monitoring and crop weather calendars, advanced weather forecasting systems, high-resolution rainfall data sets, air quality forecasting systems, marine biodiversity reports, among others. Addressing the celebrations on the ministry's 19th Foundation Day in New Delhi, Dr. Singh called for deeper public engagement and wider awareness of science-driven citizen services.
For the last 11 years, we have had a very supportive government in place. And the support has been forthcoming in every aspect, financially, technically. For example, our seismic stations, our weather stations, our upper air observations, our rain gauges have more than doubled in the last 10 years. And now we are also into underwater robots for earthquakes, cyclone alerts. But our mitigation and disaster management and forecast facility and capability has tremendously improved. Similarly, you are also contributing to the other sectarial issues. Like, for example, the agri sector. You have Meghdoot app, for example, with more than 7 lakh farmers.
In Jammu and Kashmir, three unidentified terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwa's Mulnar forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district under Operation Mahadev. The area is in the outskirts of the Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media that the identity of the killed terrorist is being ascertained. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In a significant breakthrough to resolve 5 days of deadly border clashes that have killed dozens of displaced, tens of thousands of people, Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an unconditional ceasefire starting at midnight. Both sides have reached a common understanding to take steps to return to normalcy. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced this today in a press conference at Putrajaya, Malaysia, in the presence of Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet and Thai Acting Prime Minister Phumthom Wechayachai.
Both Cambodia and Thailand reached a common understanding, an immediate and unconditional ceasefire with effect from 24 hours local time, midnight, on 28th July 2025, tonight. This is a vital first step towards a de-escalation and the restoration of peace and security.
As part of the ceasefire deal, military commanders from both sides will begin to hold talks on Tuesday to diffuse tensions, while Cambodia will host a border committee meeting on 4th of August. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Takehiro Funakoshi in New Delhi today. The meeting was held under the bilateral Foreign Secretary Vice Minister dialogue. Both sides exchanged views on the entire spectrum of India-Japan bilateral relationship, including defense and security, economic security, trade and investment, technology and people-to-people exchanges. The Minister of External Affairs noted that the dialogue was instrumental in reviewing progress in various dimensions of India-Japan ties. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh today. Senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani stated this while talking to Akashvani News.
We have issued red color warning for extremely heavy rainfall, but today over East Rajasthan, West MP, Gujarat region, down eastern side if we go, then because of the monsoon trough shifting towards the Indo-Gangetic area, particularly the Northeast India, because of that heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over Bihar and Jharkhand, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, and other part of Northeast India like Arunachal Pradesh. So we have issued red color, extremely heavy rainfall, specifically for Meghalaya and Assam.
The Meteorological Department has issued red and orange alerts for heavy to very heavy rains in eastern and southern districts of Rajasthan for today and tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that heavy rains are continuing in many parts of the state, which has affected normal life.
In the last 24 hours, torrential rains were recorded in many parts of eastern Rajasthan. The maximum rainfall of 24 centimeters was recorded in Ramganj Mandi of Kota district. Due to waterlogging in Kota, the situation has become dire at many places and connectivity of villages has been cut off from the main roads. Heavy rains have also disrupted life in many parts of Jhalawar, Tonk, Bhilwara, Baran, Pratapgarh and Chittorgarh districts. The water level of Chambal River in Dholpur has crossed the danger mark. In view of the warning of heavy rains, several schools have been closed in many districts. With Jitendra Dwivedi's report from Jaipur, this is Saira Mujtaba for Akashvani News.
In Gujarat, waterlogging persists in many rain-affected districts of North and Central Gujarat, including Ahmedabad. Relief and rescue work is underway in rain-affected districts. The state has received 61% of the average rainfall so far. We have a report.
Torrential rains have disrupted normal life in districts such as Ahmedabad, Banaskantha, Patan, Kheda and Anand. Many areas, including primary schools in Kheda districts, are still underwater. So far, 691 people have been rescued across the state, while over 4,400 people have been evacuated. Around 100 roads in the state have been closed due to heavy rains. 51 reservoirs are on high alert in the state and 19 are on warning. Due to heavy rains in the upper reaches, water level of the Purna River in Navsari district has also increased. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red alert for Dahod district and orange alert for more than 10 districts for tomorrow. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. We have a report.
With this achievement, Divya joins Koneru Hampi, Dronavali Harika and R. Vishali as the fourth Indian woman to become a grandmaster. This victory also made her the 88th person overall to reach this milestone. In addition to winning the World Cup, Divya's performance earned her a spot in the 2026 Candidates Tournament, where players will compete for the chance to challenge the women's world champion, Zhu Wenjun of China. Divya's success adds to the recent achievements of Indian chess players, with notable performances from players like world champion D. Kukesh, R. Pragananda and Arjun Erigasi. After the win, an emotional Divya said fate played a role in the Grandmaster title being awarded to her in this way.
I think it was fate, me getting the Grandmaster title this way, because before this I didn't even have one norm, and now before this tournament I was thinking, oh, where can I get my norm, and now I'm a Grandmaster. So.
Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian Grandmasters Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi on being the winner and runner-up, respectively, at the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in Lok Sabha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates India will go to any extent to counter terrorism. Supreme Court refuses to stay publishing of draft electoral rolls by Election Commission and Bihar, advises consideration of Aadhaar and EPIC for voter verification. Three terrorists killed in an encounter in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Thailand and Cambodia agree to unconditional ceasefire after five-day conflict. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 24 hours. And Divya Deshmukh becomes first Indian to win FIDE Women's Chess World Cup, defeating compatriot Koneru Hampi in Georgia. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.